Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Friday, the 27th day of April, 2007, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have a German expert on the disappearance of the honeybees here in the United States and in Europe joining us coming up in the second hour. In 30 minutes, Ted Pike, Pastor Ted Pike, to give us an update on the continual assault on the First Amendment by the forces of tyranny and the New World Order. This is one of the most serious assaults in the 20-plus year history of attacks directly on the First Amendment. He will be joining us coming up in 30 minutes. They have legislation introduced right now, and it's going to be a huge battle, not just today, but throughout next week as they attempt to pass an actual ban on free speech in the United States. Now, I want to be clear here. They have arrested Christians for praying on street corners. They have arrested demonstrators for holding up signs that say no blood for oil. Luke Radowski of New York 9/11 Truth called us about, it was on April 11th, the day it happened, and said, I was just detained, arrested by the police. And that's standard. I've had them detain me. I've seen them arrest many others. And I went and watched a little bit of the video, and it was like 15 minutes of it, so I didn't watch it all. And I had Luke on about it, frankly, not even watching all the video, just going off his word. That's how busy I am. I got around last night, because he was on a few days ago, and popped in, and he mentioned that, so I'd promised to watch it, so I did watch it. Blew me away. You have guys that look like they're out of Central Casting from The Godfather or Goodfellas or The Sopranos. I mean, they're more mafia than that. And it's Silverstein security guys. And they walk up to Luke and the 9/11 truthers, the local 9/11 group there in New York, and said, you are terrorists. That is a bomb. Turn your cameras off. And they call the police. They're on the city sidewalk. The police come and arrest him. And then to see the cops and the security people laughing with pleasure as they literally slit the throat of the country. I mean, they are, you've seen the famous black and white footage of Nazis loading people on cattle cards or demanding a CIDs and shaking people down, but at least they were serious about it. It was horrible what they were doing, but it was very mechanical, and I guess there was some professionalism to it. Very wicked. But did you just see frothing gangsterism? I've never seen anything like this. When the communist Chinese arrest you for your speech and drag you off, they're very serious. We've hit a new low, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they actually are like, you know, that 14-year-old punk kid who liked to beat up 10-year-olds and 9-year-olds. He'd go out to the playground at the neighborhood to do it. You know that type of person. Weak, soft, pathetic, trash of the earth. The most unmanly type of soft filth, but putting on a big act. You know the type. I just detest them. Just literal filth of earth, ladies and gentlemen. I was part of, Mark Dice had a good idea, John Connor, formerly known as John Connor, you know, to do a truth jam where he put $1,000 reward out for people to put their best video together. And I don't know if Luke won with this video, he should have, but that video is up on PrisonPlanet.com. I've told Paul Watson to repost it. We had it up a week ago. But, yeah. I mean, they walk right up and say, you're a terrorist, you're going to jail for 30 days. And they go, we know you're not terrorists, but that's the fun thing about this. And they all start laughing. I mean, you're watching the death of America.
It's
next year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Walter Hayfecker, if I'm pronouncing that right, is a German beekeeping expert, a professor, a bunch of other things, but he's recognized as the leading expert in Europe, or one of the leading experts in Europe, on bees. There's all these studies coming out about the GMO corn, one particular type, the BT Monsanto corn, which has a pesticide that grows in the corn. It's a bio crop, a pharmacological crop, and it kills insects that eat it. And yes, it's approved for humans to eat, because you're a lot bigger and it won't kill you right away. This is the insanity, ladies and gentlemen, but don't worry about that. Just go join a local environmental group that steals farms and ranches, and be part of Smart Growth to set up a North American Union and a carbon tax, and feel real good while the elite flies around above us in their private jets. But meanwhile, we're eating pesticide in one of the most popular and most used types of corn. I'm already digressing and getting into the story. He'll be joining us in the second hour. We're going to have a quick one-segment update from Reverend Ted Pike from truthtellers.org about the serious First Amendment attacking legislation moving forward. Late last night, finally watched the entire, I don't know, it must be 20 minutes, of Luke Radowski and New York 9/11 Truth up in New York City. I've known Luke for a couple of years, but I've never seen any footage like this. I've never seen anything like it. this is the worst. And again, I had cops laughing at me, snickering, screaming at me, threatening to arrest me for no reason. We had so many examples. We only put like three examples in martial law. We can't make the whole film that. Now, that was in 2004. And this dovetails in with what Ted Pike's talking about. I was there for the RNC, and when I went back to New York last year, I said about 65-70% of the cops were, hey, Alex Jones, keep it up, we appreciate you. Cops and captains in their dress uniforms were saying, keep it up, Alex. We had video cameras on them. Some cops would still stick their legs out in front of you when you were walking and try to trip you and then laugh. So you got two kinds of cops in New York. You got good, hard-working family men and women, and then you've got literal gangster types. And for those that don't know, there are a lot of New York cops who are in the mafia. And then you've got all the wannabes and the toadies and the, you know, that's part of that whole culture. And but I've never seen footage like the footage I finally watched. It's been out for over a week. It happened back on April 11th. Luke called us the day it happened, but we'd already gone off air. And it's just, you know, I kind of just glaze over. So much is happening. And they put some music behind it. It's kind of, I guess, hard to play it on air and hear all the audio of the cops snickering and laughing and get exactly what they said. Luke had offered a few weeks ago to send us the raw footage, and I was just so busy. I said, nah, I'd never even watch it. Literally, we're inundated here. But he is going to send me the raw footage, and we will play that on air. I may even try to play the other, but again, it's really hard to hear with the music. I mean, it's really good with the video, but I'm not knocking how they did it. But it's just not really suitable for radio, especially AM stations and shortwave that pick this up. I guess FM stations, you'd hear it pretty good. But we still may try in the third hour because we're going to get Luke on. But, I mean, you've got to see the video to really pick up how amazing it is. Thought I had it here. I keep forgetting Luke's new website. I'm going to get that and plug that on air because it's on their main page. And we've also got it from last week on PrisonPlanet.com in the features. You can find it there. Again, I told Paul Watson to repost a few hours ago. I don't know if he's done that yet. On the main page of PrisonPlanet.com. So it's easy to find. But it reminds me of Philadelphia. And we have video of Philadelphia. But even in Philadelphia, what they did was horrible, wicked, chilling. I mean, literally, I get chills when I see this. This is Soviet Union. This is Communist China. This is Nazi Germany. But they were still, the cops weren't laughing and relishing and in pleasure. In fact, some of the police apologized to them once the Christians were in the paddy wagon, all facing 47 years apiece. And that was in the major newspapers, by the way, 47 years apiece. At least they didn't like it, but were following orders. And that's bad enough. You know, following orders to shoot little kids in the head in Nazi Germany doesn't cover it. Following orders in the Soviet Union to take people to gulags doesn't cut it. You're still criminals. But at least they didn't relish it. In this New York footage, there is a relishing. By the way, I've got huge news on the economy, but I, frankly, that pales in significance to this. We could always rebuild our economy if we had liberty, but if we don't have the liberty, we have nothing. So I'm going to get Ted Pike before he talks about the new hate crimes legislation to recap what happened in Philadelphia. And then the amazing thing was the newspapers were calling for them to serve the 47 years. The newspapers were saying, yes, we need in Philadelphia. And in a few national publications said yes. So-called liberal publications said it was good. The ACLU said, well, was mute on it. I remember the ACLU when they'd be breaking pro-lifers' arms for being 100 feet away from the door of an abortion clinic. I mean, even if you're for abortion or against it, the point is they were, I mean, I got video. It's in, by the way, martial law in the extras. Breaking women's arms, breaking men's arms. I mean, on purpose. Twisting them and breaking and cops smiling. So I guess there is some pleasuring going on there. I guess it's not the first time I've seen it, but I've never seen anything like New York. The point is, there's celebrations of evil. There's giggling and smacking and laughing. And they're saying to Luke, you're going to go to jail as a terrorist. You are a terrorist. And they're saying, yeah, that backpack he's got, it's got a bomb. By the way, that is violates federal law. In fact, I could dig out the very laws. It's against the law to claim a bag has a bomb in it. And he says it has a bomb. But, again, they're allowed to do that. It's totally different. He says, that bag's got a bomb, this guy's a terrorist. And he's saying it loud in public. It could have caused total panic in New York, just a few blocks from Ground Zero. You've got a Silverstein thug just announcing, he's got a bomb, he's a terrorist, call the police. And Luke's going, excuse me, sir, that's slander. We're just here with a sign stating that 9/11 is an inside job. And the cops come up, and the guy says, he's got a bomb. And the cops go, all right, we're taking you to jail. And they're laughing, going, it doesn't matter that you're not a terrorist. We love the new system. It's all on tape. We love the new system there. It's all mafia. Total mafia tone. We love the new system. Yeah, we know you're not a terrorist, but you're going to jail now. We'll see if you ever get out of that hole. It's just like, we've killed America. It's so much fun. It's so good. I've built this up enough. I think for those that don't have internet or don't have access to a computer, I better play it in the third hour. See what you can do with it, John Harmon up there at the network. Again, it's you can hear him and see it, and it works with video because you can watch your lips move. It's just something about when you lose the lips, it's hard to pick up with music over it. But again, I like the music. Good music they chose. Just I think raw, it's going to be even more powerful because you don't need to add scary music to this, folks. I mean, literally, few things scare me. It's not even more scared. It's more I'm just freaked out. Watching this, my stomach was turning last night. And me and Rob Jacobson were up here at the office working until 2 in the morning, and we were watching it about 1:30 before we left. And we were just going, my God. And my wife didn't even want to watch it this morning. She goes, I know. She's like, I know how bad it is. But the Christians, they had the Outfest there in Philadelphia. And so the Christians went, and they were praying on the street corner. And there was a public open event in the city. And the police come up and say, we've been told you're not allowed to be here. And they said, it's First Amendment, we're allowed to. And the police said, okay, just go to this free speech zone. They go to the barricades. Another few minutes, there's video of all this. It's up on their website. It's on Truth Teller's website. It's on the Christian group. We've had on many times out of Philadelphia. And they come up to them and they say, okay, come over here now. And they got paddy wagons, and they go, you're being charged with inciting terrorism, and they charge them. And they were, they arrested like 15 people. Later, they dropped it down to 8. They were facing 47 years apiece, and then it went to trial. I mean, they impaneled the jury and everything, and and it was in the newspaper. They need 47 years. And, folks, it's video of them kneeling and praying. We are China. The last vestiges are going. Do you understand, America? I have video. It's up on the site. I have seen it with my own eyes. Them going, he's a terrorist, he's got a bomb, he just said it. And the cops are like, that's right, he does, let's take him down. I mean, it's just, my God, what have we turned into? This is with cameras rolling. Can you, I told you folks, when we show you the federally written manuals for the state police and others, from Arizona to Virginia to Texas, where it says cell phones, people with babies, people who wear blue jeans, people who talk about the Constitution, are terrorists, call the police. We don't just have those manuals. Then we show you Abby Newman in 2000, before 9/11, with state police. They pull her over. I mean, she's at a checkpoint. There's all these cars, and she goes, you can't search my car without a warrant. And they go, yes, we can. And they get her out of the car. She doesn't resist. They charge her with resisting. She was found not guilty. It went to trial. She was going to go away for, like, at least 3 years per count. And they go, look, and they pull out a pocket constitution, and it's on tape. They go, this may be illegal. Do you understand the brainwashing level? I ought to put all this together. The stuff with Luke and that Abby Newman video. I bet listeners, you can do it. Just go slap it together, YouTube people. Get it out there. We'll link to it. I mean, just all the times. And that Christian video where they're taking him to jail for praying. And they're going, this may be illegal. And the one state police guy goes, no, she may be allowed to have that. And they go, and the other one goes, okay. Maybe allowed to have the Constitution. Maybe have a copy. See, I mean, it's just, oh my God, they're building FEMA camps, everything, and they will move against us.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Decided to join us. Okay, I'll get more into the First Amendment in the next segment, but we're going to do an article at PrisonPlanet.com. There's so many other examples. Remember the guy at the shopping mall with the Peace on Earth shirt, and they think it's an anti-war shirt, so they arrest the city attorney? I mean, that's the mindset. But they could argue that in the mall. You know, well, this is, you know, we can say what's in here and what's not. But to see the pleasure in destroying America, to see the enjoyment, and that's all it is. Organized crime. It's real simple. Organized crime, I know I say this every day, but it's important to state this. Organized crime took over America. They own fancy PR firms and propaganda arms, and they're very slick at basically shelling why they're doing all this. But the truth is they're grabbing over a million kids a year. The truth is the borders are wide open. The truth is they're poisoning the food and water supply and genetically engineering the entire biosphere. The truth is they're setting up world government. They're launching criminal wars. And we're in deep, 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 deep trouble. All right. Let me get into the financial news here. Yesterday I said I'd get into weather control news. I never did it. I will cover that, too. Now, they actually talk about chemtrails in the Wall Street Journal and say it's real. Yeah, I never got to that yesterday. It's up on Prison Planet if you want it. But let me get into this first. I am so busy fighting the New World Order and dealing with harassers and, you know, just the regular daily stuff that goes on around here, that I haven't even had time to even try to position my children's college funds, which I knew would never even be there anyway, so what's the point, into something safer. So the last few years, my savings has been devalued by about half. People wonder why the stock market is at a record level yesterday. Well, that's because the dollar's been devalued by half, so it takes double the dollars to chase it. People tell me, my stock portfolio's up 30% in the last 2 years. And I'm like, yes, and did you know that's a net loss? But you can't explain it to them. They don't want to be given the bad news. Now, if we got the news, we could probably rectify this and turn this around and make the White House change policies to try to shore up the dollar. For 4 years, the White House has had a public policy to drive down the dollar. The agreements have been made. It's been announced at Davos 4 years ago that there has been a decision for a, quote, slow slide of the dollar to about 30% or maybe even lower of its original value in 2000. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so catastrophic. I thank God I don't care that much about money. I mean, this money-worshipping society, the general public, if they knew, because they don't, I've been on airplanes trying to talk to businessmen about this. They have, again, a built-in aversion to reality. And anything threatening, yuppies make the decision to just claim they know about it or put some spin on it. You know what I'm talking. You know how people do that. I'm like, hey, you know, the dollar is plunging right now. It's all by design. Oh, it's by design, huh? Well, listen, you know what it means to have a, you know, currency being devaluated? Huh, what? And all I know is my stocks are up. No, listen, it's being done by design to get rid of the middle class. I can, and of course, I said a little bit better than that when I'm talking to somebody, but they just don't know. They're just not aware. Here is AP just out in the last few hours. And by the way, since this came out, it's plunged even further. Yeah, it's not slowly dropping now, ladies and gentlemen. It is in absolute free fall. We're talking dropping a cent a day now. The last 2 weeks. I mean, we are in absolute hair on fire plunge mode right now. You ever wanted to know what it felt like to plunge into a depression? You're now feeling it. And but the mind control is so great, the people don't even know. And in a way, that's almost good because they just keep going on and operating as if it, you know, in the short term, I'm kind of going, well, at least in a way I'm going, well, at least they don't know. So it isn't a total plunge. But when they do find out, it'll be 10 times worse. So then I actually want to warn people. You know what I mean? It's like, I just never seen anything like it. I'm actually speechless right now. And I talked to people in the airport, flying out to L.A., flying back. I'd talk to businessmen, and I'd say, hey, did you hear? Because I'd see them read the newspaper and say, dollar dropping. And I saw that like twice with the Wall Street Journal, another time within the USA Today. And I said, hey, you know, the dollar's really dropping. And they would, and I knew what they'd say. They'd say, yeah, but that's good for manufacturing. And they all have can't because they've all been reading the same propaganda. They're telling people it's good in the newspaper. And I'm like, no. You notice that in the drop in the last, you know, 4 years in the dollar, that it actually hasn't helped manufacturing. And they go, yeah, I guess. And they just turn back to their newspaper. So I'm going to briefly get to this, then to Ted Pike. Go ahead and get Ted on, but I'm going to cover this when we get back. Euro raises to record high versus the dollar. It's never been this high. It is now at 136.82. Ladies and gentlemen, it was trading at 80 cents against the dollar in 2000. This is unprecedented.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Are radical Islamic nations seeking to gain control of the Security Council of the United Nations? What would be their purpose for doing so? For a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine, just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophecies of the Bible are far in advance of today's news? It discusses a coming economic system called the Mark of the Beast. You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Conservatives, libertarians, 9/11 truthers. They're arresting people, charging them. We now have police on tape and security guards saying that people are terrorists and arresting them, saying, "You are terrorists, you have a bomb," and then laughing and saying, "We know you don't, but it doesn't matter." And saying, "We love the new system." I mean, this is scary. And Ted Pike's been warning you about it for many years, over a decade since he learned of it. He's a very gracious individual. He even let us post some of his videos at PrisonPlanet.tv for the members up there, so you can go and learn the truth about the hate bills and about the ADL and other groups out there that are openly trying to destroy America. Let me just briefly give you the financial news here. Euro raises a record high versus the dollar. The euro reached an all-time high against the dollar Friday, when the weak U.S. growth figures reinforce worries about a widening economic disparity between Europe and the United States. But again, you tell the average person in the airport, the average business traveler, "Hey, you know, the government's behind the drop in the dollar. This is a globalist decision." And, "Hey, there's North American Union," and they just say, "No, that's not true. Everything's fine." Or you tell them, "Hey, they're attacking the First Amendment." "No, that's not true. Can't happen here." The surge will not be kind to Americans visiting Europe this summer, who will feel the effect in higher prices at hotels in Rome, entrance fees at the Louvre, and cherry beer in Belgium. Look how that's written, like, oh, this will affect you when you're overseas. No. Bush gives you a 5, 6, 7% tax cut, depending on your bracket. The New World Order does, and he's a puppet. And you hail him as a conservative, and then they debase the currency by over half. Over half in its value against foreign currencies. More than half against the pound, now at half. It's always been about 47%, now went well over that, 47% down against the euro total. And it's just total devastation. But this is what occurs in a nation. This is what happens. They've been telling you how great the economy is the whole time, while all the really big financial publications have got the elites and the upper middle classes scrambling to get out of the stocks and bonds and into hard assets. Economic growth slows to 1.3%, and that's with cooked numbers, okay? I'm going to get more into this later in the show. We're only going to have the bee expert on about all the bees dying, you know, 70% in Texas, 60-plus percent in other areas of the country. A lot of them dying in Europe. That is coming up. So we'll be talking about that, too. But the second half of the next hour, I'll be getting into more into the economy and taking your calls. And we also have a Luke Radowski with his First Amendment being violated in the last half of the third hour coming up. Going to a man who has literally been a prophet warning us about this modern-day modern-day muckraker exposing these people. It is Pastor Ted Pike, Reverend Ted Pike of truthtellers.org. Thank you so much for coming on, sir.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex.
Before you came on, I was chronicling this cursed nation, and we really are cursed now for our wickedness. There's no doubting it. Even if you're not a Christian, you do reap what you sow. Cause and effect, what comes around goes around, as they say. And I chronicled state police arresting people for pocket constitutions. I have it on video. Training manual saying Christians are terrorists, period. And I have video of FEMA teaching that to police. I have Christians being arrested for praying on their knees in a public on the sidewalk and being charged 47 years, as you know, as you broke, as you've covered. We have, though, liberals out protesting and getting 2 years in prison for standing with a sign, no blood for oil, but 500 pro-Bush people can stand there at an unannounced demonstration. I have Luke Radowski of 9/11 Truth in New York with the police and security guards saying, I say you've got a bomb and you're a terrorist, and yelling he's got a bomb, and then arresting him for having a 9/11 sign, and then laughing and saying, yeah, we made it up, but you're going to jail. I mean, with cameras rolling. We have entered. Even the Soviets weren't this open. They did the torturing and the lying and the framing underground at gulags in police facilities. Reverend Pike, what has happened to us?
Well, in short, we have reached pretty much the red alert period this week. The federal hate bill, which I have been warning about, and you and other talk show hosts have, on alternative talk radio at least, have been warning against, is now up for a vote next Thursday in the House of Representatives. And most people don't realize how serious this legislation is. They think, well, you know, this is a kind of an idealistic gesture to give homosexuals equality under the law and so on. So what? I'm not going to criticize homosexuals anyway. But the truth of the matter is, this legislation has within it the power to actually indict pastors, talk show hosts, Christian publishers, and so on.
Now, let's stop right there. Okay, because I want to get into this, but you're an expert on this. You know more about the attacks on free speech than I do. You've been there. You've witnessed it. I've witnessed it, too. But, Ted, let's go. You've been saying all this would happen. And, again, it isn't just the Christians for the liberals out there that want us all arrested. I mean, explain to people what happened in Philadelphia. Now, they can go see the video on your site, but explain to them how real this is.
Yes. Several years ago, actually it was 2004, I was on the radio a lot all summer and led the charge to defeat the federal hate bill, and it was stripped out in conference on October 10th. And the Anti-Defamation League was so furious at another defeat by the religious right that they commissioned their district attorney of Philadelphia, who is Lynn Abraham. She's a member of their executive, national executive board. She had 11 Christians arrested for the so-called hate crime of witnessing and singing a song on the street corner in Philadelphia, during a huge homosexual rally there. They were thrown in the Justice Department jail for 21 hours. They were
now, of course, this was all premeditated because the Christian group had announced they were going to be there. This was all a precedent-setting case. Describe for those that can't see the video online what happened.
Yes, the police knew that the Christians were going to be there, but what they did was absolutely unprecedented in American history, especially in a city where freedom was founded in Philadelphia. They were sunk with seven charges, including a violation of the ADL's Pennsylvania hate crimes law. And it would have resulted in, as you said, a total of 47 years in prison and $90,000 fines each, including two grandmothers and a 17-year-old girl. And basically that was a tremendous gift to me, really, because it showed how desperate the Anti-Defamation League is.
You see, that's what I've always said, and the Bible says it, which even if you don't believe the Bible, folks, it's a history book, that the persecution is our strength, isn't it? It's only going to make us stronger.
Well, within limits, but the fact of the matter is...
Well, I don't want it to happen. I don't want to violate the First Amendment. I want to defeat them, but my point is, as they come against us, as they show us who they are, it's like Mike Rivero says, you know, make a dictator act like a dictator.
Well, that's true. Right now, the new right, the evangelical right, which I am influencing to a great degree, as well as the far right, they are getting very much up in arms about this because they realize that this legislation has within it the ability to literally begin sending pastors to jail the day or two after President Bush may sign it, you see. And what I've been doing very recently is pointing out that most people don't realize that this hate bill is actually an elaborate amendment to a hate crimes bill passed back in 1969.
And they've also already sent pastors to jail in Germany, England, and Canada. And for those that don't know, Robin Page, we interviewed him 4 years ago, the host of One Man and His Dog, a rural affairs show where he walked from town to town each week. He was at a rural affairs meeting and said, "We rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals." He was arrested, and they say the word homosexual is illegal in England. Just type into Google, hundreds arrested in hate raids, BBC, and it will say that they have police all over restaurants listening for the word homosexual, and you're arrested even for saying a scientific term like heterosexual, homosexual. So this is literal 1984, and the exact people that got this passed in Europe and Canada are trying to pass it here.
Absolutely. ADL passed their federal hate law in Canada in 1971, and as we know, they are setting up a huge 55-member nation hate crimes bureaucracy in Europe right now. They're attempting to unite the United States with all of these other Western industrialized countries in a huge, internationally enforced hate crimes bureaucracy, which will leap over national boundaries. And that's why it's tremendously important that all who love freedom right now call their House member and protest and just say, please don't vote for any hate crimes legislation. In fact, I'm telling people to stiffen what they're saying and say, if you do vote for a hate crimes bill, I will never vote for you again.
Now tell them the bill number, tell them exactly what it'll do.
Yes, the hate crimes bill before the House is H.R. 1592. Basically, it is a massive attempt by the federal government to break down all barriers to federal involvement in local policing. That's local law enforcement.
Which is another violation of the Tenth Amendment, and I've read the legislation. Not only, and they have their Law Enforcement Assistance Act as well, and as you know, Reverend, I'm telling the audience, it not only starts banning the First Amendment, it really totally federalizes our police, which are already quasi-federal.
That's right. It also sets up a bias-oriented justice system, which will run parallel to our English law. This is what they have in Canada, where you have old-fashioned English law, where the police have to find some kind of probable cause of physical or demonstrable damage before an arrest can be made. But under the bias system in Canada and under this legislation, the only criteria of guilt in a hate crimes charge will be whether members of a federally protected group, particularly Jews and homosexuals, can claim that their feelings have been hurt because of the so-called verbal violence of being criticized. You see, and what this does is it immediately makes pastors and talk show hosts like yourself and others indictable for holding up people to intimidation, saying, for example, of homosexuals that because they have a higher rate of AIDS, they are not fit, perhaps, to be fixing your hamburger in the local deli, and things like that. You see, those were rights which were guaranteed to blacks in, under the Civil Rights Act of 65, and the legislation that the so-called...
They've also said that you can't talk about how illegal aliens, over 7,000 cases of leprosy now a year, it was completely eradicated here until it showed up again in 2001, and now 7,000-plus cases a year, mainstream news, just type it into Google, 7,000-plus cases of leprosy, it'll come up. You're not supposed to talk about drug-immune or highly resistant, extreme drug-resistant TB spreading everywhere. You talk about that, you go to prison.
That's right. You would be holding up Chicanos and so on to intimidating remarks, intimidating ideas which might cause them to feel like they weren't worthy of pursuing every possible...
When in truth, we don't want Russians and Mexicans coming in with drug-resistant TB. I mean, and now it's spreading everywhere. They're locking people up who have it, but we can't check it at the border.
Yes. Well, the thing that's scary about this legislation is, you know, I have described this as requiring a good deal of adjustment and adjudication by judges after it was actually passed. And that's been the pattern in Canada where the bill is passed and then it's given to judges to broaden it to cover speech crimes as well as violent bias crimes. But the truth of the matter is this legislation is ready to go.
Well, the point I'm trying to make, Ted Pike, is that they're already, without even a law, arresting people. I get videos every week now where they just walk up and go, I'm arresting you. And now the police say, you're a terrorist and arrest you. I mean, and laugh about it. I mean, I'm talking about snickering and giggling. I mean, I want the public to know it can happen and it is happening here. They're already running around foaming at the mouth, arresting Christians and charging them with 47-year crimes. Kelly Rushing, upstanding member of the community, was in the newspaper in Lyon County, Kentucky, gave a Ron Paul video to a police officer, and they arrested him and charged him, and it went to trial, and he almost went to prison. Okay, folks, this isn't a joke, and it isn't just Christians. They're coming for us. Do you understand?
Well, I'm hearing reports of the same thing, that federal agents are involved in hate crimes or arrests, even though they don't have jurisdiction at this moment. But what this will do will be to legitimize it on the level, creating a massive hate crimes bureaucracy with all the authority and the prerogatives and the resources of the federal government to come down like Lynn Abraham did in Philadelphia all over the nation at exactly the same time.
Can you imagine the local hate crime office? I mean, that is the actual commissariat. For those that don't know, I was shocked a decade ago and actually read real Soviet history and actually read Solzhenitsyn and actually found out that they called it hate crimes then and hate speech, and that's what they would take you to the gulag for, was criticizing the state. My God, Ted, people don't know.
Well, actually, after the Bolshevik Revolution, Lenin made it a capital crime in Russia to identify Jews as the architects of the revolution, of the commissars, and so on. And that's pretty much the same situation today, really, where it's off-limit to use the sacred J word to describe ADL as the architects behind this legislation. But you know what? My website at www.truthtellers.org, we have a link there to the ADL website where for 14 pages at ADL.org, they describe how they have meticulously saddled 45 U.S. states now in the Union with hate crimes laws, which are very capable. In case they can't pass the federal law, they can do the same thing.
Well, you know, it's the crown the big jewel in the crown. When they remember, like 8 years ago, MTV for an entire day ran the names of people quote killed in hate crimes and said ban the First Amendment. I mean, when there's a national push like this that never stops, you know, it's because the New World Order has got to silence free speech if they're going to be able to take this country down.
That's right. Well, you know, we only have a couple days now to protest in the House. I'll be very, very blunt. It is overwhelmingly stacked against us with not only the Democrats in control, but literally there's 40 or 50 members of the House which we would have to convert over. But we've got to just have a volcanic upheaval.
Now, wait, with your help and your leadership, Ted, we've beaten this, what, the last 7 years in a row?
Well, yes, we have beaten it. In fact, we defeated it three times in the last past 2 years. But this is a new agenda.
Well, let me test my memory. Where do I get the number we've beaten in the last 7 years?
Well, you mean tell you how it happened?
I mean, I just remember interviewing you over the last 7 years. Is that an accurate number?
You haven't interviewed me over, but I've been fighting it since 1998 when the ADL first introduced
it. I know that. I just remember, I'm just seeing my memory failing me, that haven't they introduced this at least the last 7 years, similar bills?
Yeah, off and on over the last 7 years. It's been defeated about five times. They're very, very, very frustrated. But here, right now, they have the numbers to pass the bill unless the American people speak out. But there has never, without any doubt, there has never been legislation as dangerous as H.R. 1592. It's called the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act, which has now come through the House Judiciary Committee and be ready for Pelosi to introduce it next Thursday.
Should the proper name be federalization of police and thought crime bureau?
Well, I've thought it should be called the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Takeover Act or State Hate Takeover Act, something to that effect. It is a massive unification of states' rights in law enforcement with federal.
Stay there, Ted. Tell us about the bill on the other side.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Walter Hayfecker joins us coming up in the next hour. Master beekeeper, just to cover all the scientific reports and information that he's been going over. He's also an advisor on one of the big international boards for the Germans. What's happening to the bees? We'll see if we get him hooked up. It's always weird getting somebody on from, you know, inside Europe with all the time zones and the language and all the rest of it. Reverend Ted Pike at truthtellers.org is our guest. Just in the last few minutes we've got left, Ted, get into the bill. Get into how we fight it. Can we beat it in the Senate? Will we have to get states, like we've done with the North American Union and other issues, or the Patriot Act, to say we're not going under federal control? I mean, what do we do?
Well, right now, people have got to call. Literally today, they've got to call their House member from their district, and the toll-free number to Congress is 1-877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number, 877-851-6437. Just give them a simple message. Please don't vote for any hate crimes legislation. And if you do, I will never vote for you again. And the situation is very grave in the House. But again, if there's a volcanic upheaval of protest from the American people, things might change. And these people who have gone over, especially the Republicans, might realize that it is best, really at their best political advantage, to come back over and vote for the hate bill. In the Senate, the hearings will be going forward very soon. The Senate bill is in there. It's SB 1105. And it might be have a more optimistic chance there because, you see, you've got to have 60 members of the Senate in order to pass a bill. The ADL, I believe, has that number, maybe 61. But if we only persuade even two or three Republicans to come back back to the fold, we can defeat the hate bill in the Senate. So we're going to watch very closely what happens this Thursday. Immediately, we will be posting at truthtellers.org the names of all the Republicans who have been turncoats and gone over to the pro-hate bill side, and we will be blitzing them and calling for massive protest against them, argumentation coming to them next week.
Well, Ted, I think it's important that we restate here that when we call them, say the hate crime bill, but then add to them, we really know it's a federalization and thought crime bill, and we're going to expose that. It's key to point out that the Patriot Act is not the Patriot Act, that the hate bill is not a hate bill.
Sure.
That we've got plenty of laws in this country, that this is about political persecution and free speech zones and arresting anybody and everybody that disagrees with anything that an administration is doing.
Yeah.
And the liberals have certainly seen Bush doing that and need to understand that this is about across-the-board attacks on free speech. Even if you don't agree with what Christians are saying or what pastors are doing, this is America. This is the First Amendment. You better call your congressmen and women and your senators now.
Yes, well, actually, I have a very powerful flyer at truthtellers.org. It's called Anti-Hate Laws Will Make You a Criminal. It has powerful examples of how Christians and free speech advocates have been persecuted in countries like Canada and Europe and so on, plus also very powerful arguments against the fallacies of hate crimes theory and so on. People should come to truthtellers.org and print out that flyer, maybe about a dozen of them, and send those immediately, not only to your House member, but we list at truthtellers.org the 8 to 10 influential legislative aides that are at the elbow of every member of the House. Send them a copy of this flyer, and there's still time. If you send it today, it'll be there Monday morning.
I hear you. Ted, we're out of time. I want to get you back on next week as this develops. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. I'm Alex Jones. It's Genesis. The website's prisonplanet.com.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.